You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Have you ever been skydiving?
No. Some days I feel when I get, you know how some days you're just a little bit crazy?
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, I want to do something insane.
Mm.
And then you order hot chips instead of the salad for lunch. That kind of level.
I order hot chips instead of salad for lunch every day, so that's normal for me.
But you don't have...
My version of crazy would be ordering a salad for lunch.
It'd be the opposite. However, the skydive situation, it's a little bit more of a step further into the insanity for me.
Yeah. Mm. I think I would like to do it one day, although I've got friends that have done it.
Yeah.
And they kind of say to me, it's the knowing that you're going to do it is the worst bit. If you know you've got it booked in on next Saturday or whatever, it's the week leading into it, which is the worst bit. When you're up in the plane, you're fine. Which I don't know if I trust that, but still.
That's fair enough.
Anyway, so a guy's gone skydiving in America. Now, he was completely fine. No one was harmed in this story, which is good.
Mm.
However, his name is Chris Macras, and he went for a tandem skydive in Vermont in America.
Okay.
And didn't realize until he was safely on the ground that his prosthetic leg was missing and had fallen off at some point during the skydive.
What, so he didn't feel it until he hit the ground?
Well, I don't have any prosthetics, so I don't know what it's like. But yeah, I guess so. He kind of there was someone else kind of who he was strapped to, who was controlling the parachute and all that sort of stuff.
Right.
And then he didn't realize when he got on the ground that his leg had fallen off at some point during the skydive.
That's almost the akin to for us. It's like, because we thankfully have all our limbs.
Mm.
It's like doing the checks. I got my wallet, got my phone, got my keys, got my leg.
Mm.
It's a little bit in that same, because I mean, I lost my phone for, 15 minutes yesterday?
Yeah, you were panicking.
I was out of my mind. So if I lost a leg, or if I lost my prosthetic leg, I'd be just as upset.
I'm not a skydiving expert, but probably don't go skydiving with your phone in your pocket. That's asking for trouble.
Well, you're closer to the satellite, so you get clearer signal.
Yeah, but you're in a plane, and when you travel on a plane, they say turn your phone off, so I don't know if you may be able to use it.
Aeroplane mode is a myth.
This story actually made news headlines. We've got a little bit of a grab of it here, the American News Service.
Farmer Joe Marsalkowski found a prosthetic leg in his soybean field.
It's literally a needle in the haystack as far as trying to find it.
How did it get there? Well, West Addison's home to Vermont skydiving adventures, where thrill seekers can get some really stunning views of the Champlain Valley. Double amputee Chris Macras went for a jump Saturday, and after leaping from the plane, he lost one of his prosthetics.
I think my adrenaline was so high and I was just so excited I didn't even realize that I had lost it.
Whoa.
I imagine that being the farmer and just kind of in a soybean field, I think I said, and just going, I didn't plant this leg. Where's this come from? But Simo, because of the power of social media, this guy was able to get his leg back to the correct owner, which is a weird sentence to say, but it is also fantastic. And I did just want to say, I mean, there may be a skydiving business around where we are. I must admit, I haven't seen anyone skydiving, so I'm going to assume there's not.
Mm.
And for that reason, I'm very glad that we can walk safely on the streets and not be in fear of a leg falling from the sky.
Not being collected by a leg. It reminds me of... I don't know if this exists anywhere else, Jordan, but in my hometown, there was a pair of legs, right? Okay, it will make sense.
Okay.
Okay, there were a pair of legs upside down, like, and they would be, so it looks like they're stuck in the ground. So like,
oh, okay.
Upside down, shoes facing up.
Yeah.
And then the waist, and it ended at the belt, and it would like, the belt was effectively on the ground, so you couldn't see the human being that was stuck into the ground.
So it would look like someone was actually stuck in a drain or something like that, headfirst.
Yeah. I always thought it was just some kind of like elaborate marketing advertising scheme, but now I'm starting to doubt myself.
And you think, oh geez, that might actually be a person. He's been stuck in that drain for 20 years.
Simo and Jordan.
Casting your mind back to end of year 12.
Yeah.
School. Now, that's one unspoken thing, actually. I don't think it gets talked about enough, is obviously 2020, with a lot of stuff happening, a lot of things going on, the adaptability of the teachers and the students, right, doing their e-learning.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Mm.
You think about Because we never had that kind of disruption when we were at school.
Yeah, I must think, yeah, you're right. I didn't even think about that. Yeah. Well, most kids who are doing their final year of school, it's already a pretty stressful time, let's face it. Maybe less so for me and you because we did drama in year 12.
Yeah.
It's not the most challenging of subjects. But, you know, it's still a very stressful time. And throw in this pandemic, it must be crazy. It's going to be tough.
So, obviously, they knuckle down and they go as hard as they can and do a bit of e-learning, like from home and in and out of the classroom, probably at social distance and all of that kind of bizzo. With your university preferences, do you remember that?
Are you going to bring up the fact that I'm a university dropout and you've got a degree again?
No. Okay, so preferences. Did you have some?
Yes.
So did you do like a 1 to 4 or how many different?
I honestly can't remember them.
Because
which speaks well for my university time.
I vaguely remember. I think I had like 4 different options.
So I think I was roughly the same.
There's always one that you really want that you think that, you know, this should be what I am aiming for.
Yeah.
The second preference is like, well, like, okay, well, like, we'll settle. This will still open doors for me, etc. And then third and fourth, you're just kind of like, oh, I'll just add these in because mum's kind of a bit worried.
Yeah. You know, they say I should have 4, so it's like, I don't really want to do this, but, you know, okay.
So this is maybe one university you might not want to add to your preferences.
Okay.
Okay. It is called the Satanic Temple, and they're offering academic scholarships to the high school graduates. Satanic Temple, TST.
Oh, well, it's got a fun acronym. I think that's what it's called.
It's offering 2 academic scholarships to recent high school graduates.
Yeah. To study what? Like, what? Satan?
Something along those lines.
All right.
Students who demonstrate satanic values may apply for the Devil's Advocate Scholarship Award. To apply for the scholarship, students can choose to answer 1 of 2 prompting questions.
Do you have the questions there?
Yes, I do.
Oh, brilliant.
Okay, so would you like to sit the test?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, question 1. What initiatives have you undertaken that are consistent with TST's tenets and mission?
Well, I don't know what the tenets and mission is. I can have a pretty good guess based on the name.
You can have a pretty solid crack at it.
I think I know what the rough gist of it is. What have you done that's evil?
Yeah.
Oh, nothing that I'd like to admit to right now.
No animal sacrifice.
No.
No.
You had chicken for dinner last night, but that came in a package I bought from the supermarket. Does that count?
That's white meat as well. It's not even... That's very pure of you, really.
Okay, well, I failed that one. Is there another question?
Absolutely. Question 2. Please discuss and describe in detail any one of your teachers who crushed your spirit, undermined your self-confidence, and made you hate every minute you were forced to be in school.
That's half my teachers in high school.
Anyone come to mind?
Oh,
quick shout out.
Too many to name. Well, do you have any teachers that you want to shout out?
Oh, absolutely. So Mrs. Hart, if you're listening this morning, honestly, I was never really interested in science, so it's probably more my problem than it was yours.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I definitely wasn't a massive fan of your classroom initiatives.
You know what's kind of concerning?
What?
So me and you, we both grew up in South Australia. We didn't know each other, but we both grew up in South Australia.
Mm.
And we both went to separate schools.
Yes.
Now, Simo, you're about 5 or so years older than me.
I'm an old man.
I also had a science teacher called Mrs. Hart.
Really?
Who was an absolute
shocker. Was she... Oh, sorry, just everyone, just bear with us for a moment.
Yeah.
So was she short or like...
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Right. We went to different schools.
Okay. Did she have like leathery, tan kind of like crippled skin?
Yes.
Wasn't she the worst?
Oh, she was terrible. I'm so glad I found someone I could... About it too.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, it has been a crazy year so far.
Ah, crazy times.
And we can add to that a bear escaping.
Uh-oh.
Now, not here where we are.
Okay.
So we're fine here. This happened in Italy.
All right.
If this escaped bear somehow manages to rock up here where we are, that would be an amazing job considering it escaped from Italy a couple of days ago.
Ah, it's an Italian bear.
Well, it lives in Italy at least.
Bear Giorno.
And his name's not Jono.
No, it was a bear alternate to Bonjorno.
I know, sorry, I thought you were kidding. Bear Jono.
Yeah, not quite.
That would probably be more Aussie bear, because Jono's an Aussie name.
Was he on the hunt for some porridge, or what was he doing?
No, so this bear escapes from a wildlife park in Italy.
Hmm.
The bear, it's officially known as M49.
Ugh.
Catchy name.
Bonjorno is better. Oh, yeah. Bear Jono is better.
Yeah, let's make that happen, Bear Jono. But this bear, for now, it's known as M49, and it broke free from its enclosure at a wildlife park. However, Simo, this isn't the first time this bear has done it.
Oh.
This is, in fact, the second time this year that this bear has escaped from the same enclosure. It escaped earlier in 2020, got recaptured, put in the same enclosure, and has now escaped again, thus it being dubbed a serial escape bear.
It's an wow, that's awesome.
Mm.
Ah, nice.
Officials are still on the loose, on the lookout for this bear, but they have said it had to climb over three, or at least get past three electrical fences, plus break through a barrier of metal bars in its bid for freedom, which it did.
Have you seen Ocean's 11?
No.
Okay, so that's like, it's a film about a heist.
Yeah.
Right? Stars like, you know, you got your George Clooney's, you got your Brad Pitt's.
Mm.
And then they always, the last member to add to the team is always the Grease Man, which is the one that, like, is the key to everything. He can break into the vaults and, like, sneak into impenetrable fortresses.
Yeah.
And they didn't go with a bear in that film.
Mm. Well, I imagine if they did go with a bear, the entire film would be George Clooney and Brad Pitt going, "Holy crap, there's a bear!"
However,
run, there's a bear! Who brought a bear on this trip?
Great heist movie, and then they recast it and they did it with a...
with bears.
With a full... Humphrey
B. Bears playing George Clooney.
Yeah, they did it with a full female.
Humphrey, where are the police coming from? And he's a silent character, so he can't talk. It's like, Humphrey, where are they? Humphrey, stop dancing. Tell us where the police are. At least points. You can do that.
So who would your bear espionage crew be? Like your bear heist team? Your best bears would be...
I'm trying to think of famous bears.
It'd be MK, what was his name?
M49, definitely, who would lead the bear heist.
Yeah, you got Humphrey B. Bear. You got Yogi in there.
Yogi Bear. There was a kid show I used to watch when I was a kid called Bear in the Big Blue House.
You probably also... Yeah, that one.
I'd
yeah.
I'd have him in his blue house, but he'd be on comms.
He'd be on the headphones. Right, yeah, yeah.
And Big Ted and Little Ted from Play School.
That is going to...
I can imagine Little Ted just abseiling down from the ceiling. That would be him.
On a grappling hook.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
Anyway, the point of this, if you are in Italy, keep a lookout for a bear, because you could see one just casually wandering through the streets.
Ah, I reckon we need to trademark that.
I know.
Bears 11. Except that sounds like a nude film.
They're looking for the next James Bond. Little Ted, get your application in.
Simo and Jordan.
And right now it is time for some celebrity beef. So, because of lockdown over in the US,
yeah,
obviously the celebrities have nothing better to do with themselves
than start beef with fellow celebrities.
Exactly right. So what I figured was, well, first and foremost, obviously the big high-profile ones at the moment is Johnny Depp and Elon Musk.
Yeah, I've kind of heard that one.
Yeah.
I mean, Johnny Depp's very rich, but is nothing compared to Elon.
Well, I don't think they're allowed to use any weapons that they've funded with their private companies. I think it's just...
Well, good, otherwise Elon would destroy the whole world.
I think it's just two men in a ring, Jordan. So, are you backing Elon, are you? Out of Elon versus Johnny Depp?
Out of those two, I would go Elon. I think Elon's younger.
Does have a more of a kind of jazzy name for boxing, yeah. Doesn't he?
Yeah.
In the red corner, Elon Musk.
And then, well, if Johnny Depp came out as Captain Jack Sparrow, that would be cool. I'd back him then.
That would change things up for you.
But no, if it was just Elon versus Johnny, Elon. Yeah,
yeah. That's fair. Also, what has ended up happening yesterday is that the dear, what's his name, Mickey Rourke. Who? Mickey Rourke. He's the guy from... Have you seen Iron Man 2?
No.
Okay. Well, he's an actor.
Is he in that particular movie?
He is. And he's got, okay. He's got a pet bird. He's got, it's my bird.
Are you sure he's not a pirate with a with a parrot on his shoulder?
He has a very pirate vibe.
Okay.
He's had a bit of a history with...
Does he hate Johnny Depp because Johnny Depp got the famous pirate role and he didn't?
He's probably got a...
Has he also got beef with Captain Feathersword from The Wiggles and, like, other famous pirates?
Hates them all. Blackbeard, Captain Barbossa, he doesn't... Can't stand him.
What's that Tom Hanks movie where he
played... Castaway?
Not Castaway.
Okay.
There was one where he played a real-life pirate.
Oh, yeah.
A real-life boat captain. And I think it was Somalian pirates.
That's right.
I am the captain now. That, you know that one.
Yeah, that one.
Has he got beef with that actor, yeah, whatever his name is?
He hates them all, Jordan.
All right.
Mickey Rourke. So he has since, well, this was yesterday, he challenged another celebrity to a a cage fight, like a bare knuckle boxing match.
Please tell me it's Captain Feathersword.
No, so this time around he has... He's decided to challenge Elon Musk to a bare knuckle fight. So Elon Musk wants to fight Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Mickey Rourke wants to fight Elon Musk.
Right.
It's a vicious circle
of three people that... Wait, so is this... Do they actually want to... Do they really... Because I thought it was just all kind of talking and a bit for show. But do they actually not like each other and actually want to have some kind of boxing match?
It is all just celebrity beef. Because Mickey Rourke, the actor, he also challenged Robert De Niro to a fight the other day. So he's just on...
Hang on, I'm losing track.
He's just on Instagram firing off, like, I want to fight someone.
So you know how when the Oprah show was on, she'd give out prizes, like, you get a prize, you get a prize. Is this Mickey Rourke guy just, I'm going to fight you, and you get a fight, and you get a fight, and you get a fight?
He is the fighting Oprah of Instagram.
Oh, what a title.
So what I thought was, it's time for a top five.
Yeah.
Of celebrities you'd like to fight.
Sorry, there's going to be celebrities who Mickey Rourke's going to fight next.
So it's your top five celebrities you'd like to fight.
Is this because you think you could win the fight or just it would be fun?
We'll get to that.
Okay.
Coming in at number four and five, these two kind of a bit of a package deal.
Yeah.
So Wolverine, a.k.a. Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
And Deadpool.
Can I say for this, I would lose. Wolverine would crush me like a twig. He would look at me and I would just capitulate on the ground.
That's fair enough. He has got those metal prongs.
Yeah, that's as well. He's got metal claws. I don't.
But he'd be really good at a barbecue after the, you know, fight.
Yes, but I would be killed.
And the guy that plays Deadpool, because those two have a bit of a celebrity beef.
Oh, yeah, as well. Is it Ryan Reynolds?
That's the one, Ryan Reynolds. So Ryan Reynolds is number four.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to get in on that kind of action.
I think from Deadpool, if you were to fight Deadpool, he would just attack you with sarcasm.
Probably. Coming in at number three, Scarlett Johansson.
Okay, why?
She'd probably beat the crap out of me.
Oh, yeah, she would beat me as well.
Coming in at number two.
No offense, Simo. It's pretty obvious who's going to win.
Coming in at number two on celebrities you'd like to fight, Mark Ruffalo.
Again, why?
Because he played the Hulk.
Did he?
Yeah, he played the Hulk. Hulk smash. But he's really actually just a very lovely...
Oh, yeah, he did, didn't he?
He's a super nice, punchable guy. So I reckon I could win that one.
Simo, I'm slightly concerned. You seem to have pre-planned this a lot. Are you going to go to Hollywood when COVID's over and just start punching people?
Well, I'll challenge them to fight.
Don't do that.
They don't have to accept.
They won't.
Coming in... Well, then they're cowards, Jordan.
Can you imagine? All Scarlett Johansson gets a phone call. There's some random bloke in Australia that wants to fight you. No, go away!
Coming in at number one.
And take out a restraining order on that person.
Coming in at number one is my alter ego rival, my biggest beef that has ever occurred in my life.
Humphrey Bear.
No, The Rock.
Oh.
He's my arch nemesis.
Yeah, Simo, so if you were to fight all of those people, I am predicting a 5-0 win to everyone else.
Hey, I got Ruffalo covered.
No, you know,
yes,
mate.
I do.
Have you looked in a mirror recently? No, you
here.
Don't.
Yeah, I do. Hold up. Let's have a look at here.
You're literally Googling Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo.
You're struggling to spell his last name.
Here we go. All right. He's shorter than me, Jordan. He's a metre. What is he? He's 1.7 metres tall. I've got the height. I got the reach.
So, he is still 100% got you covered.
I don't know. I reckon I'd get creamed by the rest, but I reckon I got Ruffalo covered.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Hey, Simo, I want to talk about going to the zoo. It's a good, fun day out. When you were a young Simo, did you ever pop into your local zoo?
Local, not so much. More of like a deliberate trip to the zoo. So obviously I've been to Australia Zoo, saw the crocodile, what's the crocodile hunter
in
the
flesh. Steve Irwin.
Saw him in the flesh when I was a young young sprod. However,
never heard someone refer to themselves as a young sprod.
However,
what even is a sprod?
I know, I made it up. So yesterday at Australia Zoo, we now have the record for the tallest giraffe in the world.
Woo! Go Australia!
So well done. His name is Forrest. Yeah.
How did they? I assume it's just that his neck's longer than all of the giraffes.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was really big. What was it? It was 14. I think it was over 14 feet. So
it's very tall.
About 4.5 meters, I think, height, straight up.
And to celebrate, we knitted him a scarf to keep his neck warm.
Actually, it was
funny. We also have the world record for the world's largest scarf. swings and roundabouts.
It was pretty good because Bindi Irwin took to social media to talk about it yesterday.
Oh, nice.
And said that, like, something along the lines of, oh, you know, our giraffe Forrest, he's got a really great heart. And then in my head, I was like, well, you know, you'd want to. He's got to pump all the blood up the neck to the brain.
Yeah.
So, like, that cardiac skills from the giraffe.
I mean, fantastic that his heart's working and all that, but also fantastic that his long neck's working. So we get the record.
So nice one.
Jackpot. Some of the reason I bring up zoos is because, not because of old mate with the long neck in Australia Zoo, but because of what happened at the aquarium in Sydney Zoo just a couple of days ago. Also, I think this made news. I think we've got a grab of it here.
Ah, yes. This one. Ah.
A naked man has been busted taking a dip in the aquarium at Sydney Zoo. Video posted on social media shows the man diving into the aquarium in his underwear and swimming with fish.
We're completely appalled that people would behave in this way. It not only jeopardises our own safety, but that of the welfare of our animals as well.
What was the Joker doing there?
I don't know. I think that was just they had some kookaburras nearby that were laughing.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, so this guy has just stripped down to his underwear at the aquarium at Sydney Zoo and decided to go for a swim.
Yep.
Now, the question has to be asked, how did he get in there?
The other question that everyone has that I can answer is that we're dealing with briefs, not boxes, because there's a lot of drag if you swim in boxes.
Okay, have you done that before? Is that how you know? Or?
No, it's just more material, more drag.
Okay, well, I'm sure that he would be thrilled at that.
He's wearing close to the right equipment.
That's why you never see people in the Olympic 100-meter freestyle wearing boxes. Too much drag.
It'll slow you down.
Actually, have you ever had that thing where you dive into the pool and your boardies kind of half come off?
Just go,
and you're underwater and you have to kind of pull them up quickly and go, ooh, ooh.
That's right, don't want to lose them.
Imagine doing that in the 100-meter final. You'd kind of do that and Ian Thorpe would already be at the other end of the pool.
Imagine doing that at Sydney Aquarium.
Yeah, that would be inconvenient too. But
wow,
anyway,
this is a new addition.
So this guy, his pants did stay on, thankfully.
Okay.
But he did go. He decided to go for a swim in the aquarium section where all the fishes are. I assume there's like sharks and all that sort of stuff in there as well. Although the video posted, there wasn't any sharks, and he didn't get bitten by a shark or anything like that. He's fine.
Yeah.
However, police are investigating how he got in there, because that is the big question. How can someone? It's one of those aquariums where, you know, you kind of walk underneath it, and it's got like the glass dome type thing that you walk under. So somehow he's managed to get up and out and dive in, which I like to think there's more security than just like an open gate or something to the aquarium. I hope there is, at least.
No, there'd be a door. It'd be one of those door scenarios where like someone doesn't close it, but just like swings open, and then he's just kind of probably chocked it with like a foot. But then he's had time to take off his clothes somewhere as well.
Or maybe he just went to Sydney Zoo nude. That would arouse suspicion straight away. Maybe if you're at the gates and you're stamping tickets and a bloke comes in just wearing his undies, it's like, I'm not sure you're here for the right reasons.
Or he's gone. What's happened there is he's managed to flout the border restrictions and he's snuck onto like a fish delivery to the aquarium. And then whoever's done the delivery hasn't checked the cargo, just chucked it in there.
I think the zookeepers at the aquarium would. So this box says what? Some fish from off the coast of Africa. Oh, well, chuck it in. We don't have to worry about checking it for diseases or anything like that. Yeah. Let's just chuck it in. Oh, geez, it's heavy. Oh, it looks like some bloke in his underwear. God, it's amazing. The fish come in all shapes and sizes, don't they?
Is that on the inventory? Let me check the clipboard.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, Don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway, on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah, that should do it.